Bible this morning because we're going to be looking at the book of Judges.
我希望大家手上都有圣经，因为我们今天要看士师记。
I'll give you some time to get there. Our sermon today is titled A Generation Knowing and Not Knowing God.
今天讲到的主题是一个知道上帝和不知道上帝的一代。
So good morning, everybody, again.
Hey, 大家早上好。
Oh, that was only one person.
Again, 早上好。
早上好。Good morning.
Morning.
All right, are you ready for God's word this morning?
大家准备听上帝的话了吗？
Yes. Yes, that's the right answer. Yeah. Yes, okay. All right, now I want to ask a question.
我问大家一个问题。
How many of you remember the story of the prodigal son in the Bible?
大家有谁知道我们在圣经里面所讲的浪子的故事？
Oh, come on. How many of you remember the story of the prodigal son? There we go.
浪子的故事哈。
Yes, it's much better, right? A son who does not like to live under his father's roof and says, God, my father, give me all of my inheritance now. I want to go away.
在那儿你说到有个儿子不想和爸爸住在一起。所以他让他爸爸把他的那个应该得的那份家产给他，然后他就离开了他爸爸，出去挥霍。
And instead of doing something good with the inheritance, he squanders it all and ends up with the pigs.
他当然不会做很好的投资，所以他就很快的把那些钱都挥霍一空，然后就负债累累。
And then you remember what happened at the end, right?
我们大家都知道，在最后故事的结尾是什么样的结尾。
He goes back to his father, who welcomes him with open arms and says, Oh, my son that was lost, and now he is found. So he's
最后他回到他的父亲那里，他父亲张开双臂来拥抱他，说我的儿子是失而复得的。
So it seems as if the family will have a chance to have a happily ever after ending.
所以我们想这个家庭最后肯定是完完美美的快快乐乐的在一起。
Now,In real life today, imagine what happens when the story doesn't have a happy ending.
如果我们想象一下，如果这个故事不是这么结尾的话。
And the story doesn't end that way.
那会是怎么样？
But the son, after he gets home, he gets tired of his father and his brother and says, I'm going away again.
这个小儿子回到家以后，过一段时间，他又对他的父亲和兄长很厌烦，他说我要出去了。
And then he messes up again.
所以他拿了钱出去以后又挥霍一空。
And not just two or three times afterwards, but maybe five or six times.
就这么反反复复不仅是两次三次而是五次六次。
He forgets what's happened every time, and each time his father welcomes him back.
他每次都忘记但是他的父亲每一次都欢迎他回来。
This is exactly what you would do with your children, right?
那就是我们其实我们不喜欢我们。
Well, I'm not exactly sure that's what I would do with mine.
我们也会这样，其实。
Well, this is the story of Judges. It's the story of the prodigal son being repeated over and over and over again.
这就是在士师记里面所说的，以色列人就像是这个浪子一样，不断的犯这个错误，不断的背离神，不断的回来。
But it's a story that we can learn a lot from because it's the story of a people who have.A relationship with God, but that relationship fails to be passed on to the next generation.
我们要好好的从中学习，因为这是一个关于这一代人的故事。这一代人知道神，他与神有关系，但是他们没有把这样的关系传给他们的下一代。
And that's why they keep making the same mistake over and over and over again.
这就是为什么他们老是一而再、再而三的犯同样的错误。
And so we have a generation knowing and not knowing God. And this,
这就是一代人，他们知道和不知道上帝。
And what we're going to learn about today is that this is all about living out that relationship so a guy can teach us some things through it.
我们今天所讲的就是他们怎样在生活中活出与上帝的关系，上帝通过这样的关系来教导他们。
He can teach us through the history of those who know him well.
同样他同样通过这一段来教导我们，通过历史来教导我们。
He can teach us through experience and discipline.
他可以通过我们的经历，通过他的管教来教导我们。
But really what he wants to do is he wants to teach us through a relationship that results in love and salvation for our entire family.
这些管教的教导的目的就是让我们能跟他有一个关系，而这个关系可以带来他的爱和我们整个一个家庭的救赎。
Now all of this is important because you see what God is really doing here is he is helping his people to grow up in life and faith.
他这是非常重要的，因为我们看到神在 这里所做的就是要操练他的百姓，让他们能够有信心和能力。
Because what he wants them to do is to understand his will and what he is doing on a daily basis and how they can join him in it.
他想让他的百姓同样也想让我们知道他每天的旨意是什么，也让我们能够抓住机会，能够参与他的计划。
So we're going to pray, and then we're going to talk about this a little bit more.
所以我们一起来祷告，然后我们一起来看十世纪。
Father in heaven, thank you for giving this opportunity to study your word in Judges.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们这样的机会来学习你的话语，来学习十世纪。
Father, may you be glorified through this, and may we be blessed because of it.
主啊，通过这个。我们祷告你得荣耀，我们得造就。
Father, forgive the one who is preaching his sins. We would only see Jesus.
主啊，让我们通过这些话语，我们只看见耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Please open your Bibles to Judges chapter 2. Although the lesson involves both Judges chapter 1 and Judges chapter 2, we're going to be reading selected verses from Judges chapter 2.
虽然我们今天的经文有包括诗记第一章和第二章，我们主要是看第二章。所以请大家把诗记翻开到第二章。
Let's go to the next slide. I'd like for you all to stand, and we're going to read through Judges chapter 2, some selected verses.
好，我们一起，大家一起起立，我们一起来读《士师记》这些经文。
So then, we're going to try to read this together, but back and forth. So I'm going to read Judges chapter 2, verse 10, and then in English, we'll read it in Judges chapter 2, verse 11 in English. And then after that, I'll read verse 12. And then we will read verse 15 in Chinese. And so we'll go back and forth together.
所以我们先前面第十一节和第十节和第十一节是用英文念，第十二节和第十五节用中文念，然后下面都是如此。
After that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel.
They were in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals.
They forsook the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped various gods of the peoples around them. They aroused the Lord's anger.
他们无论往何处去，耶和华都以灾祸攻击他们。正如耶和华所说的话，不如耶和华向他们所起的事，他们便极其困苦。
Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hands of these raiders.
Whenever the Lord raised up a judge for them, he was the judge and saved them out of the hands of their enemies as long as the judge lived. For the Lord redeemed because of their growing under those who oppressed and afflicted them.
You may be seated.
大家请坐。
Let's go to the next slide, please. Now, Judges is the story of people who are trying to learn what it means to have a relationship with God.
这本《士师记》的故事就是说，在说这个以色列民他们怎么样去理解与上帝的关系到底是怎么一回事。
They're trying to understand what He's like and how to live with Him and worship Him.
他们想知道上帝是怎么样，如何的去在他和上帝一起来活，如何去敬拜上帝。
But something has gone wrong.
但是 有些事情不对。
Their enemies are starting to beat them after they go into the promised land, and God is angry.
在他们进入应许之地以后，他们发现他的敌人可以击败他们，而且上帝也非常的愤怒。
So what has happened to Israel, and why have things changed?
那什么事情在以色列人中间发生了？为什么会有这样的转变呢？
It's because they were in Egypt for over 400 years.
因为他们在埃及生活了400年。
And they had a different experience with their gods, because their gods in Egypt were not kings. Pharaoh was the king.
他们在埃及所经历的事情是不一样，他们在那里神不是他们的王，而法老是他们的王。
So God rescued them from this evil king.
所以神从这个邪恶的王中间把他们解救出来。
And after he rescued them, he allowed a generation to wander around in the wilderness for a long time.
然而当他们神把他们解救出来以后，神却让他们这一代人在旷野里流浪了40年。
And they wandered because he felt these were people who did not have the faith or commitment to be able to accomplish his purposes in the promised land.
神让他们在旷野流浪40年，是因为这一代在神认为，在神看来是没有信心，也没有能力去在应许之地成就神的旨意。
But more importantly,They were not interested in a relationship on God's terms.
更重要的是，他们并对在神的约上建立与神的关系不感兴趣。
Some of them were not interested in a relationship with God as their king.
他们中间有些人也对把神称看作是他们的国王这种关系也不感兴趣。
I can just imagine what they said to themselves then. You know, what do you do to reach out to a God who you cannot see and understand that he's personable, that he's like a real flesh and blood king? How do you do that when you can't see him?
我也可以理解，因为如果我们看到一个上帝不能摸、不能看见的上帝，而这个上帝却是有血有肉，就像一个王在他们中间，如何的去理解？
So you may not totally understand what some of his rules are or how to please him.
所以我们有时候也并不知道他的这个规则旨意是什么，我们也不知道怎样是取悦他。
But one thing's for sure, if you don't live in somebody's house under their terms, then you're going to have a hard time.
所以但是我们知道，如果我们坐在一个人的家里面却不守这一家的规矩的话，我们就有麻烦了。
So as an example, kids and youth,You live in your mom's and dad's houses.
所以孩子们，你们住在爸爸妈妈的房子里面。
But you live in those houses under their terms.
所以你照着他们的规矩去做。
And so mom and dad are king and queen.
所以妈妈和爸爸就像是
国
王和王后一样。Yeah,
yes,
servant
right.
king.
We're going to get to that part later. They're supposed to be servant leaders, that's true. Okay?
所以是服侍的国王和皇后，管吃管住。
Okay, so...As Yan Yuan so wisely said, mom and dad also have a king.
所以对爸爸妈妈来说，他们也有一个王，就是孩子。
And so they have to live and they have to have their house set up under his rules. And Jesus is mom and dad's king.
所以在我们这些家庭里面，孩子们住在这个房子里面，所以要服从父母的旨意，而耶稣基督是父母的王。
So yes, they are servant leaders.
所以当然父母也都是奴仆。
So, but there are terms and conditions for living there.
当然我们在父母家住的话一定会有父母家的规矩。
That's why I call this, and I said that this reminds me of the story of the prodigal son being lived out over and over again.
这个就是使我想到像以色列人就像这个浪子一样。在这个一而再再而再再而三的犯同样的错误。
Because the father had rules, but the son didn't want to live by them, so he said, I'm out of here. Just give me the inheritance and I'll figure this out.
在父亲的家里面当然有父亲家的规矩，但是这个浪子不愿意遵从这些规矩，所以他就从父亲那里要了那些家产，然后就说我就离开这个家庭，随我自己的意思办。
This is what happens when a nation or a generation does not know God.
这就是当一个国家或者是一代人不认识上帝所做的事情。
Now let's go back in history a little bit. The generation under Joshua's leadership prior to this finally gets into the promised land.
我们稍微回顾一下历史，在四世纪之前，以色列人最终进入了迦南美地。
And so they have the opportunity as God's people, and don't miss this. They have the opportunity as God's people to claim inheritance to a place where the Garden of Eden was probably once located.
大家记住这一点，在以色列人进入迦南之后，他们有这样的选择，成为上帝的子民，来承受上帝给他们的产业。在这个产业里面，可能伊甸园就在这一块地上。
This is their opportunity to get to know God in paradise again.
这就是一个对他们来说是一个机会，来了解在伊甸园里面或在天上和上帝如何的去在一起。
And along the way, they have accomplished great things.
在进入迦南这一过程当中，他们有了很多的得胜。
We have the battle of Jericho, right? Where what happens to the walls?
Collapse down.
The walls come falling down. 我们知道
耶利哥城的故事。城墙都倒塌了。
And then we have something probably very few of you really believe. Okay, they have a battle and the sun stands still in the sky.
还有另外一个故事，大家可能会有很少人会相信，就是在一次真战中，太阳在天上停留了一天，多停留了一天。
So look at Joshua chapter 10, verse 13.
在这个四世纪
Joshua chapter 10, verse 13. This is an amazing thing.
在 Joshua,
right?
在约书亚记第十章第三节。
Yes, I want you to follow and read along with me this morning. Joshua chapter 10, verse 13. Just look at that.
13, 是第十章第十三节，我来念一下。于是日头停留，月亮止住，只等国民向敌人报仇。这事岂不写在亚撒尔书上吗？日头在天当中停住。不急速下落，约有一日之久。
So they finally get into the land, and the land is divided up.
最后他们占领了整个地，而这个地也照着以色列人的支派分配了。
But sadly, afterwards, Joshua dies, and the people forget how to drive out all of God's enemies out of the land.
但是不幸的是，当约书亚死了以后，这些民就完全的忘记了上帝给他们的命令，就是要把所有的迦南人从这个地里赶出去，把这些恶魔从这个上帝的敌人从这些地里赶出去。
And they failed to drive evil out of the land.
他们没有把恶魔从应许之地赶出去。
Now, a lot of this you're going to find in the beginning of Joshua chapter 2.
所以我们在好多
And so I'll be having
我们看到约书亚记第二章的时候。
And so I'll be having you read some of this on your own as we continue.
大家可以去看。
So evil starts to take over the Jewish people, the Israelites, God's people.
然而，就因为他没有把恶魔赶出去，所以恶魔就最后就掌管了这些上帝的选民。
And so God punishes them.
这就是为什么神处罚他们。
So parents, how do you punish your children today?
哎，我们父母怎么去处罚我们的儿女呢？
Or how do you...Sometimes your supervisors discipline you if something's gone wrong.
或者是我们什么时候如何管教我们的儿女？ You talk.
Right, the rod, the iron, the talk. But it's probably a combination of both. Rod, iron, talk. All right, what God does is very different.
但是神的管教的方法是完全不一样。
He just said, you know what? I'm just going to leave you alone and let your enemies beat you up.
神就说我就随你而去，我也不帮助你，让你的敌人来击败你们。
And then when you've learned your lesson, you'll come back to me.
当你们学会教训以后，你会重新回到我的身边。
And that's exactly what happened.
这就是在诗记里面所发生的。
But there's a problem here.
但是有个问题。
When they go back to God, they haven't learned their lesson.
当以色列人回到上帝面前的时候，但是他们却没有学到这个教训。
And so it's like having a disobedient child in the house. The child comes back and says, "Mom and Dad, I'm so sorry. I'm never going to do this again."
就像一个家里不听话的孩子，当犯错以后，他又回到爸爸妈妈身边说，哦，对不起，我做错了，我再也不这样做了。
And then you say, "That's okay. I love you. You're forgiven."
我们就说，哦，没问题，我们原谅你了，我们 还是爱你。
And then the next day they do the same thing again.
第二天又犯了同样的错误。
Alright, and the reason they do that is because the Israelites are taking their inheritance for granted.
以色列人这样做是因为他们把他们所承受的地主当作是理所当然的。
And so, as we get into our lesson today, here's the lesson for us.
当我们看今天我们所要从中学习的，这就是我们要从中学习的。
They took their inheritance for granted because they were in the promised land. They had land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and things were going well.
他们有了这块地，而他们把这块承受的地当作是理所当然的。
Today, as Christians, you may find that sometimes in your life things just go incredibly well.
作为基督徒，我们有时候也发现我们生活当中有些事情非常非常的顺利，非常非常的好。
And those are the times we have to be most careful not to take Jesus for granted.
在那个时候，我们要特别当心，不要把耶稣基督给我们祝福想做是理所当然的。
Things can change.
事情可以会变化的。
Let's go to the next slide.
下一张。
So our first point here, let's go to the next slide.
我们今天所要学的第一点就是
Well, as it's getting ready to, there we go. Our first point here is knowing and not knowing God is all about God teaching us through the history of the faithful.
神会通过历史，一个信心的历史来告诉我们，让我们知道他。
Okay, let's read Judges chapter 2, verses 10 through 12 again. It is up here on the screen, but there will be some verses that don't appear there.
我们一起来念《失司记》第二章第十节和第十一节。
After that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors,
后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华。
Another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel.
也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
And so they're talking about Joshua and the elders.
在那个时候他这里所说的这个这些那个世代人他说的就是约书亚和那些长老们。
Now, this is the part you're going to have to read on your own. Look at the beginning of chapter 2.
我们可以看一下稍微看一下第二章的开始。
Joshua, their leader, dies at 110 years old.
约书亚在110岁就死了。
But for a while, the people were still able to win their battles.
在他死后一段时间，以色列人还仍然能够打胜仗。
And this is because some of the people who had helped Joshua were still alive.
这是因为当那些帮助约书亚的那些长老们，在约书亚死后，他们还是活了一段时间。
Look at Judges chapter 2, verse 7.
让我们看一下第二章第七节。
It says that the people served God and they won their battles because of the elders who outlived Joshua and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel.
这里说到当约书亚死了以后以色列人还可以征战胜利是因为在那个时候他们中间还有长老服侍过约书亚他们也同样经历过上帝的大能。
They were fed by God through water from a rock.
他们喝过从野石里面出来的水从天上降的粮。
Some of these people ate manna from heaven.
他们有一些人也在沙荒漠里吃了玛纳。
And the difference is this generation...that did not know God, some of them never had the experience of eating manna.
问题就是当这一群离开上帝的这一代人他们中间很多人都没有经历过这些事情他们没有吃过玛纳。
Because when they entered the promised land, the manna from heaven stopped.
当他们进入迦南以后从天上降的玛纳就终止了。
And so what they ate and what they drank was what they saw in the land.
所以他们所吃的所喝的就是他们看到在这个迦南地的东西。
So the young people had inherited the land, but they had not done either of the things that I just mentioned. They didn't have water from the rock, manna from heaven, they may not even have seen the sun stop still in the sky.
所以这些承受迦南地的这一代新的一代年轻人呢他们并没有经历过这些事情他们没有喝过从野石里面出来的水也没有吃过从天上降的玛纳他们也没有看见过太阳在天上停了一天这些神迹奇事。
Now they may have heard the stories, but they had not experienced it for themselves or learned the lessons of obedience, love, and faith that goes along with that experience.
他们可能听过那些故事，但是他们没有切身经历过神所让他们经历的那些事情。
Some of you have parents who have experienced some incredible challenges in China.
我们中间可能有一些父母在中国也是经历了有很多的挑战。
Some of them went through the Cultural Revolution.
我们的父母甚至我们中间一些人也经过文化大革命。
Perhaps you have grandparents who experienced what happened in Nanjing.
我们的祖父母也在南京经历过南京大屠杀。
And so maybe you share these stories with your children.
可能我们的父母，我们的祖父母，跟我们或者我们的孩子谈起这些事情。
We even have a video, and please ask for this from the church sometime, of believers who shared what they went through during the Cultural Revolution.
我们也有这样的录像，当一些基督徒在文化大革命的时候如何的被逼迫。
But the problem is, your children have never experienced anything like that.
但是我们的孩子就没有切身经历过这些事情。
So the Israelites, their children were protected, and perhaps your children are protected too.
所以以色列民这一代呢，年轻的人他们是被上一代完全的保护的非常的好，就像我们的孩子被我们保护的好好的一样。
This generation of Israelites benefited from the battles that their parents and others had fought on behalf of God, but they did not benefit to learn what He was like in the process.
这些孩子们可能是那些父母代表神去征战的那些受益者，但是呢，他们并没有从父母的这种征战来得到神所要想给他们得到的那些祝福，就是知道认识上帝。
And since that generation did not have this experience, they chose to do evil instead.
就是因为那一代人没有这些的经历，所以他们就选择去行邪恶的事情。
So look at verses 11 and 12 in Judges chapter 2, and you can see clearly they're going around and they're worshiping other gods.
所以在诗记第二章第十一节到第十二节，我们可以看到这些人就离开了上帝，去拜那些假神。
But the evil that they're actually doing is different than what you would expect.
但是他们所做的这些邪恶的事情是跟我们所想象的又不一样。
I'm sorry, youth, this morning, but the evil that they are doing is very similar to the evil that takes place in some video games.
他们这些所做的这些邪恶的事情，有点像我们在游戏里面那些恶魔所做的。
These are virtual games like Second Life.
这就像这些video game 里面这些
Because in these games, what happens is everyone can do what is right in their own eyes.
在那个时候，在这些game 里面呢，每一个人都可以随意的做自己眼中看为正确的事情。
I'm going to give you an example. My wife is a student at UCF, and she had to do a project in Second Life.
他们就是有一个 project. Craig 牧师的太太在 UCF, 他们要做一个project, 就是。Second Life, 就是说
Second Life game. It's a virtual life reality.
就是说有一个就是像是另外一个跟你现实的生活相比有另外一个生活。
And so she creates an avatar, not the movie The Avatar, but she creates an avatar that, you know, goes ahead and tries to experience Second Life.
所以可以就像是设计一些像 Avatar 中间里面的一些事情或者是人物一样。
And as soon as she gets into Second Life, you know what happens?
当她就是一进入这个 Second Life, 就是一个想象的这个生命生活的时候
,They realize that she's new.
She is?
She's new. She's new to Second Life.
她发现自己
对这个非常 She's doing like this. Wow, look, this is Second Life.
对完就是一个新的生活。虽然是一种虚幻的生活。
Okay, I know that a lot of the youth know what I'm talking about. And so, out of nowhere, someone, another avatar, takes a baseball bat and whacks her over the head.
他正在这里面兴起的时候，另外一个人所设计的一个 avatar 就拉起一个棒球棍，就在脑后就狠狠地敲了一下。
And then the avatar starts laughing and says, "Welcome to Second Life."
就说欢迎你到第二个生命中来。
My wife is shocked.
我太太
She's surprised.
非常的吃惊。
She did not expect for people to just do whatever they felt like doing.
她没有想要在游戏里面人可以任意做自己想做的事情。
And so this is the real problem with the evil that's happening in Judges.
这其实是在世事里面一个真正的恶魔，就是每个人都可以行自己眼中看为正的事。
I want you to read this on your own. Look at Judges chapter 7, verse 26.
我们可以看一下。
I'm sorry, Judges 7, verse 6. Judges chapter 7, verse 6. And then look at Judges chapter 21, verse 25. They all say the same thing. Everyone is doing what they consider to be right in their own eyes. This is the evil.
所以在整个士师记里面经常会提到人都可以行他可以眼中看为正的事。这个就是真正的在士师记里面的这个恶魔。
And this is a repeated problem.
这而且是个重复的问题。
Because then if you look at Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 8,
如果我们看生命记,
guess what God tells them?
我们看上帝如何的去告诉我们。
Don't do this.
不要这样去做。
Don't do what is right in your own eyes.
不要行你自己看为眼中看为正的事。
And so he's telling them this back in Deuteronomy, but once they get over here to Judges, they forgot.
所以这神在生命记里面，这是在士师记之前就告诉以色列人如何去做，但是以色列人在士师记的时候已经完全的忘记了。
So the problem is how do you correct this?
所以问题就是如何的去操练神给我们的命令。
And here's what God asked the Israelites to do.
所以这是神告诉他的民所要行的。
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6. Okay.
我们一起看生命记第六章。
At verses 4 through 9.
第四节到第九节。
It teaches us that we are to teach our children to love God intensely, and that this is very important.
在大家如果看这个生命记第六章第四节第九节的时候，告诉我们如何的去殷勤的去教训我们的儿女，这是非常重要的。
We're taught in verses 4 through 9 of Deuteronomy chapter 6 to talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise.
无论你坐在家里面行在路上躺下起来都要谈论。
During the family seminar, we did a time study.
在我们这个家庭这个讲座的时候我们有一个研究就是操练。
And the time study was of the youth group's time during the week.
我们就是说看了一下就是 youth group 孩子们在一周所做的。
And we discussed how you really can't get to know God if you only spend time with him on the weekend.
我们也讨论了如果我们只是在周末跟他们谈论让他们经历神的时候怎么能才能让他们更多的来认识上帝。
And you really can't get to know God if you only spend time with him in a small group.
如果想让他们认识上帝的话我们必须让他们和神在长时间里面发生关系。
Because then he becomes like the God in Judges.
如果不是这样的话他们就像是在士师记里面一样。
He is only a God who helps you with grades, or he only helps you when you get into trouble.
在那个里面的上帝只不过是帮助你得到好成绩或者在你有困难的时候帮助你。
This is living in a protected environment, and God does not want a protected environment for us as Christians.
这就是一个被完完全全保护好的一个环境，但是神并不希望我们生活在这样的环境当中。
And so what God does is very similar to what happens in Judges, what happens through different processes in life.
所以我们现在所经历的有点很像在士师记里所经历的。
If you look at what happens to a butterfly when it's in a cocoon,
我们如果看到当蝴蝶从茧里面挣扎出来的时候
It has to struggle to get out of the cocoon.
他们一定会挣扎着从茧里面破茧而出。
And you might feel sorry for it.
你可能觉得很心痛。
But if you make the mistake of trying to help that butterfly out of the cocoon, it will never fly.
如果我们犯一个错误去帮助这个蝴蝶从茧里出来的话而这个蝴蝶永远不会飞。
As a matter of fact, it will soon die.
而且会很快就会死掉。
And so we need to let our children fly and let them participate in the battles of life. We cannot protect them for everything.
所以我们想让我们孩子们能够飞起来的话，我们不能过度的去保护他们，我们要让他们去经历在生命中的征战。
And I'm not just talking about youth.
我也不仅仅是说我们这些孩子们。
I'm talking about children of the faith, new believers.
我们是在讨论刚认识上帝的那些人，在信心上还是孩子们的那些弟兄姐妹。
We cannot let new believers and we cannot let youth have a God that's just a weakened God.
我们不能让我们这些新的新重生的弟兄姐妹或者我们的孩子把我们的上帝只是当作是一个周末的上帝。
A short-term mission trip may help, but it can't be the only thing.
我们的短宣可能会帮助我们孩子更多的了解上帝，但是这不是仅仅是唯一的事情我们可以做的。
During the week, we have to find different things that God is doing to get them involved in.
我们在每天每周里面，我们都应该发现一些事情，让孩子们去经历上帝。
And that has to be intentional.
That has to be
intentional.
我们这些我们都是要努力的去有目的的去做，要故意去做这些事情。
It's when you rise up in the morning, you have to say to yourself, look, take a devotional with you. I printed something out for you.
当我们早晨起来的时候，我们灵修的时候，我们要对孩子说，嘿，我们一起来灵修，我为你准备了一些灵修的材料。
It has to be in the car, when you point out things over the radio, or you have a discussion about things of faith.
当我们在和孩子一起在车子里面的时候，我们听到广播上所说的一些事情，我们要和他讨论一些关于灵里面的道理。
You have to not someone in the church, but you have to take these new believers out, and you have to take kids out to nursing homes and let them pray for some of the people who are sick there.
不仅仅是我们这个教会我们自己也应该把孩子带到这些老人院或者需要的地方，让他们来。帮助别人，让他们来祷告。
We're going to have some new leaders today. We will have new leaders as a result.
我们今天会选新的领导。
And new leaders, you have to keep this in mind because that responsibility falls on you to make sure some of this happens.
我们这些新的领导也应该经常的把这些事情记在心中。
God doesn't want you to get distracted by what's going on in your world.So that you can't see what's going on in his world.
神不愿意让我们世界所发生的事情使我们偏离他的世界所发生的事情和他给我们的计划。
And so, the scripture I'm going to leave you with for that is James in chapter 2 verses 14 through 18.
所以我今天要给大家分享经文是在雅各书第二章第14节到第18节。
It says, faith without works is dead faith.
这里说到没有行为的信心是死的信心。
It doesn't work.
它不会成为一个真的信心。
To help the children of Israel understand this, you know what God did? He even sent an angel to the Israelites to remind them of this.
上帝甚至差派了一个使者来到这个以色列人新的一代人中间来提醒他们这些事情。
Look at Judges chapter 2 verses 1 through 4.
我们一起来看士师记第二章第一节到第四节。
The angel of God shows up.
神的使者从向他们显现。
They hear what he has to say. He said, "You failed. I'm sorry. There are going to be consequences."
他对他们说，我读一下哈，就是说，你们也不可与这第二节，不可与这地的民立约，要拆毁他们的祭坛。你们竟没有听从我的话，为何这样行呢
？They cry about it.
所以当神的使者向以色列众人说这话的时候，百姓就放声痛哭。
They offer sacrifices.
他们要面临这个事情的后果。
But then very soon after that, they just do evil again.
他们向神献祭，然后回头他们又去行邪恶的事。
And so let's go to the next slide. What God has to do is to teach them through experience and through discipline.
所以第二点呢，神会帮助我们教导我们是通过我们的经历和神的管教。
And so what we have here, it says that they aroused the Lord's anger, and whenever Israel went out to fight, the hand of the Lord was against them to defeat them, just as he had sworn to them. They were in great distress, and then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hands of these raiders.
所以在第十二节的以后就说到，就说他们就惹耶和华发怒。他们无论往何处去，耶和华都以灾祸攻击他们，正如耶和华所说的话， 又如耶和华向他们所起的誓。耶和华兴起誓师，誓师就拯救他们脱离抢夺他们人的手，他们却不听从誓师，竟随从叩拜别神。
And in the book of Judges, this just happens over and over again.
在士师记里面，我们看到这样的事情不断的发生。
Now let's contrast that with what happened with Joshua.
让我们对比一下，在士师记里面是怎么一回事。
When Joshua lost a battle, he tore his clothes and he asked God why. Remember that?
当约书亚在埃城失败后，他把自己的衣服撕开，然后去问上帝为什么会这样。
And it turned out they should have asked God earlier, and someone had disobeyed God.
其实他应该在事先就求问上帝，因为他们中间有一个人没有顺服上帝。
So Joshua fixed this.
所以约书亚纠正了这个事情。
They burned the guy to death that who's responsible.
他把亚干给烧死了。
And then they went on with their lives and victories.
所以之后呢，他们又重新开始得胜。
But what Joshua also did is he fixed the relationship between themselves and God.
而约书亚所做的这件事情其实是重新挽回了他们和上帝的关系。
Because for Joshua, God was their king, and he took his orders from him.
因为对约书亚来说，上帝就是他的国王，而他是从上帝那里接受命令。
And you see, this is the problem. This new generation did not realize that God was their king.
这是这新一代以色列人的问题。这新的一代以色列人并不把神当作他们的国王。
And so when God left them alone and they began to lose many battles, they cried out to him just like the prodigal son whose father allowed him to return home.
所以当神离开他们不断的失败的时候，他们就哭求上帝，就像这个浪子哭着要回到父亲身边一样。
And then God would save them.
所以上帝又救赎了他们。
Has anybody seen the new Avengers movie that just came out yesterday?
No, we haven't seen.
You want to? Okay.
新的报复者复仇者这个电影新的。
These are superheroes who overcome evil.
所以这是就是讲的就是那些超级英雄跟恶魔打仗。
And then, so these are what the judges are. They are God's avengers and superheroes who overcome evil for the Jewish people.
在诗经里面，这些士师就像是从上帝那里差派的超级英雄来带领以色列人跟这些恶魔征战一样。
And so we have Deborah and Gideon and Samson, who, as verse 16 says, saves them out of the hands of these raiders.
所以在神也差派了像狄波拉、基甸和参孙。这些人把以色列人从他们的敌人手中救出来。
But they were also supposed to teach the people what God was like and how to have a relationship with him.
但是这些士师也应该告诉以色列人，教导以色列人神是谁，如何和神建立关系。
They thought the problem was they didn't have a king like the other nations.
他们以为问题就是他们像没有像周围的民族一样能有一个国王。
But look at Judges chapter 8 verse 23.
但是我们看一下第八章23节。
What Gideon does is he reminds them that he will never be their king because God is their king.
当基甸对他们说，他提醒他们说，基甸说，我不管理你们，我的儿子也不管理你们，我有耶和华管理你们，提醒他们耶和华是他们的上帝。
Now today our experience as Christians can be a lot different than theirs.
所以我们今天基督徒生命基督徒的经历也是这样。
Yes, God still forgives us also. It says if we do something wrong, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's from 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
今天当我们犯错误的时候，我们悔改，神会原谅我们，就像是在约翰一书第一章九节所说的，你们要认自己的罪，神是圣洁的，公义的，必要赦免你们的罪，洗净你们的不义。
But our process should not be the process of the prodigal son.
但是我们这种悔改的这个过程不应该像这个浪子这个。
It should be the process of growing up in faith and becoming sanctified.
我们应该这个过程是应该靠着信心到神面前来悔改，然后靠神来使我们成圣。
And what does that mean? That means we have to look at Romans chapter 5 and take a look.
这意味着我们应该看就像罗马书第五章。
And we have to look at verses 3 through 5.
第五章第三节到第五节。
Because when things bad happen to us in life, we cannot say to God, God, why me? Why does this happen to me? Because I've been doing all the right things.
当有不幸的事情在我们生命中发生的时候，我们不应该对神问说，神啊，为什么是我？因为我没有做什么坏事，我做的都是好事。
But what God is trying to teach us during these times is to say to Him, God, why not me? Rejoicing in our tribulations and our trials.
其实神希望我们那时候该问的就是，神为什么不是我？让我们可以在与你在这些经历当中建立美好的关系。
Because Romans chapter 5 verses 3 through 5 tells us that the result of all this is that we understand the love of Christ placed in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
在罗马书 我念一下 I'll read it. 第五章第三节到第五节，不但如此，就在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心中，就是在耶稣基督里面。
So the Israelites didn't understand all this because they didn't have the Holy Spirit.
但那时候以色列人并不知道这些事情，因为那时候他们没有被圣灵浇灌。
And God was saddened, and this would continue until God would give them an example of a king, which was King David.
最后神所做的就是在最后的在那个王，就是大卫王身上，神向以色列人展示了一个国王应该是如何。
He was supposed to be example for them of what kind of relationship they should have with a godly king.
在大卫王身上向我们表明了如何跟神建立一个良好的关系。
Let's go to our conclusion.
我们来总结一下。
Yes. Now there's not enough time today to discuss the other point I mentioned.
今天没有时间说第三点了。
How God teaches us through a relationship that results in love and salvation for your entire family.
神如何的通过与他建立关系来教导我们，这个关系使我们在爱中被建立，而且全家可以得救。
But the Bible does tell us, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your whole house. That's in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. 但
圣经中在使徒行传第16章第31节，神告诉我们，当我们一人信耶稣基督以后，全家就会得救。他们说，你当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
But that's only if you act on some of the things that we talked about today.
但这件事情会发生的话，必须要通过我们在以上所说的那些事情上面说，采取正确的态度和行为。
I'm going to leave you with this summary by John Piper.
跟大家分享一下John Piper 的关于四世纪的这个总结。
He summarized Judges for us this way.
他是这样总结的。
He says, when the knowledge of God is preserved in a community by those who have personally experienced God's power,
神的知识在一个社区流传的时候，这个流传是通过那些人有跟神的能力有个人经历的那些人来流传。
He says, the first thing that happens is that faith is nourished and obedience flourishes.
在第一件事，当这个流传第一件事情所要发生的就是信心会得到建立。而顺服也会得到建立。
He says the second thing that happens is if we parents allow our children to grow up without this knowledge of God, we serve not only their ignorance and unbelief, but also their destruction.
另外一件，第二点，他警告我们，如果我们作为父母的没有让孩子在这个知识上，在神的知识上长进和成长，我们不仅使他们变得非常的无知，非常的不幸，而且我们在他的自我毁灭上也有份。
And third is the duty of all parents to teach their children about God and His saving work so that the next generation will know and be saved.
所以这是我们作为家长这个职责来告诉我们我们的儿女他们上帝所成就的救恩。
That's
所以他们的儿女也同样会被建立。
And that's why a generation knowing and not knowing God is all about living out a relationship so that God teaches us through history.So that we can expose the next generation and new believers to God in many ways every day. It's where faith meets works.
所以我们今天所总结的这个知道和不知道上帝呢，主要是让我们通过在活出与上帝的关系，而上帝在通过历史和我们每天所经历的来让我们来教导我们的下一代和新的上帝弟兄姐妹和上帝的子民。
It's where we experience God and His discipline because the goal is His Holy Spirit teaching us about love to understand His will on an everyday basis.
所以我们也是上帝也是通过我们的经历和他的管教来教导我们。他所赐给我们的圣灵就是要教导我们他的爱和让我们知道他的旨意。
And finally, it's about where the children and where new believers, they develop a relationship with God on their own.
我们要帮助我们的孩子还有那些新的弟兄姐妹，在基督里的弟兄姐妹与上帝建立个人的亲密的关系。
And this is how the result is love and salvation for the whole family.
这会带来我们整个的带来在基督里面的爱和整个家庭的得救。
This is when we remember that the real king of our lives and of our homes and our relationships and of our kids is really Jesus.
所以我们知道一个真正的国王对于我们和我们的家庭和我们的孩子是耶稣基督。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for this lesson today.
天主耶稣，天的天父上，你们谢谢你给我们这样的一个功课。
May our new leaders take these lessons to heart.
让我们新的领袖们，教会的领袖们可以记住这些教训。
May we be encouraged, Heavenly Father, to teach others about you so that they new believers and youth will remember you.
帮助我们来教导那些新的在你里面的弟兄姐妹。
And that we do not have a generation of Christians from this church or a generation of new believers who do not know you.
让我们同样来教导我们下一代的基督徒和新的在基督里被建造的弟兄姐妹。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.